Brian Clark, ABC News.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 7:05.
Temperatures climbing a bit now over the past hour, 63 degrees. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team is calling for a lot of sunshine today and a high of 89. Possibly some folks getting to 90 today. Looks like the entire area gets to 90 plus tomorrow, or maybe record highs with a high of 94. Full forecast from the TV 13 weather team meteorologist Doug Myers is coming up. The way it appears, if everything holds true over the last couple of weeks, Lyon County's COVID-19 infection numbers may dip soon. Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn had the update on KVOE's Newsmaker segment yesterday.
Nationally, that is what is happening, and even in Kansas, we're starting to see maybe a decline. We follow kind of where the spikes came out the first, and that was in sort of Missouri and our southern states, and those states seem to be kind of getting that decline of COVID cases. And so I think that that's a good outlook for us. We may be seeing sort of the same trend.
Milburn says there was a spike in test positivity and incident rates in August, but the trend lines for both categories have declined over the past 2 weeks. You may be saying, okay, wait a minute. There were better than 350 cases of new COVID from late September into early October, plus 56 cases earlier this week. But Milburn says reporting delays with cases assigned to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, as opposed to directly to Lyon County, may well be a factor in that overlap. Public Health is also encouraging residents to get vaccinated against both COVID and influenza. COVID-19 vaccinations continue at this time, and the Flint Hills Community Health Center has its drive-through flu shot clinic starting up in about 20 minutes. Milburn says people should get those flu shots by the end of this month.
As we're moving in to normal cold and flu season, we really want people to go into that as healthy as possible. So two of the best ways are to get vaccinated for COVID and get vaccinated for flu.
Hours at the health center will be 7:30 to 4. Flu shots are $30 without insurance. They are also available for residents 6 months of age and older, and appointments are not needed. Available bed space held steady to end September and begin October at Newman Regional Health. The daily average for available beds held at 5 between September 22nd and October 5th, the same number as it was between September 15th and the 28th. Patient transfer times still vary widely, ranging between 14 minutes and better than 40 hours. The daily average for positive cases is at 7, which is down 1 from the prior reporting period. And of the 40 hospitalized COVID patients at the hospital between July 1st and October 5th, 37, or better than 92%, have been unvaccinated. Lyon County's fiber-to-the-home project remains on indefinite hold. That was the basic report given by County Controller Dan Williams during the City-County Joint Quarterly Meeting yesterday. Williams says the county's ready to go with all the needed agreements and designs in place, but there's one big thing missing. That's the funding.
This is going to cost around $37 million to $40 million. And we're looking at the state on their ARP money coming down for broadband to secure some of that, and we're waiting for the state to secure that for us.
Lyon County Commissioner Scott Briggs says that there's a great plan in place right now, but until the funding is secured, that's as far as it gets.
It will be a plan sitting on the shelf until the funding appears, and that's just exactly what it is. I think we stand a good case of getting it. I really do. We've proven that. We've had the studies done, and surprisingly enough, a lot of people in the rural areas participate in the study, and so we've got the data to prove that we are underserved, and so we have to have it.
In other business yesterday, both county and city commissioners discussed the 1% countywide sales tax, which is on the November general election ballot, specifically a 15-year extension. Mayor of Emporia Rob Gilligan says the city fully supports the extension. He says it's had significant financial impacts on the community on a regular basis the past decade.
Locally, we're only 2% of the overall 8.5% sales tax. The vast majority of sales tax collected is the state of Kansas collecting sales tax. But that 2%, the city's 1% sales tax and the county's 1% sales tax, really make important impacts in your local community on an everyday basis.
Separately, Lyon County is enhancing its procedures for reporting open burns. During the action session yesterday, county commissioners approved an alteration to the burn reporting process, which lets residents report online. Lyon County Emergency Communications Center Public Information Coordinator Christine Johnson says the new option lets residents complete the process right at the site of their burns, rather than having to call into the center and maybe wait to provide the needed information. She says the process is beneficial for residents and also emergency dispatch, which is typically overwhelmed during the traditional burn season.
They are tied up substantially. exponentially with emergency calls, and often the burn calls have to be put on hold for long periods of time during the burn season.
Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell says once a person completes the application online, and we have the full process online at KVOE.com, that information goes into an online dashboard for emergency responders. This allows them to instantly find the burn locations and possibly could cut down on response times for emergency personnel if there is a rekindle or an out-of-control fire. Fell does say that not everybody will either be able to access the online feature or want to, so residents will still have the option of going through the original call-in process if needed. They could just be dealing with longer wait times if they choose to call the burn in.
If you do call the Emergency Communication Center, you could be put on hold due to emergency calls, and they are going to be filling out the exact same information you would be doing yourself. They're going to the same place to fill it out. So it's really just much easier for the individual to fill it out themselves, but that service is still available. We're hoping that we can decrease the number of calls that come into dispatch substantially to provide a better service to the community.
The new online option should be available next week. KVOE News Time is 7:14. Right now, a fair sky and 63 degrees. Sunshine today and 89. Near record or record temperatures tomorrow. News brought to you today by ValuNet Fiber. Friendly local customer service right here in Emporia. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. Call ValuNet Fiber today.
What can you expect with ValuNet Fiber? Not only does our advanced network set us apart from others, our award-winning customer care, technicians, engineers, and sales staff are located right here in Emporia and are eager to help. Whether it's working from home, online schooling, or your entertainment, ValuNet Fiber has a service and people that will keep you connected. Always. Call us today at 208-5555 or stop by and see us at 2914 West Highway 50. Always available, always fast, always reliable, ValuNet Fiber.
KVOE's 20th annual Drive for Food is October 14th. Email KVOE at KVOE.com with your address. Then on the morning of the 14th, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and we will be by to pick it up. KVOE, live. Let's pack the Salvation Army pantry. And local. We know you have a lot of choices. Thanks for listening to us.
What's the point of listening to anyone else?
It's all I need.
96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 7:16, currently sitting at 63 degrees. There's going to be sunshine today with a high of 89. 94, that would be a record for the area, coming up tomorrow. Trial for Thomas Staggs on animal cruelty charges was supposed to take place next week in Lyon County District Court, but it's been delayed. Earlier this week, defense attorney Rick Meyer withdrew as part of what was supposed to be a final pretrial hearing. So Staggs now has to file a financial affidavit, and he may well qualify for a court-appointed attorney depending on those results. A hearing at 4 p.m. Wednesday, the day after trial was supposed to begin, will now determine the way forward on Staggs' defense team, but at least for now, this does put an indefinite hold on the upcoming trial. Both Staggs and his wife Rhonda face 17 counts each of misdemeanor animal cruelty after Lyon County law enforcement and the private group Guardians of the Wolves went to 303 East Grand in Hartford in late May, taking 17 dogs to undisclosed locations after the alleged rescue. Rhonda Staggs has a plea hearing Wednesday as well. From food to music, dance to history, all facets of Hispanic culture were on full display at Emporia State last night as the university's Diversity Student Programs Department and Hispanic American Latino Organization, or HALO, teamed up to celebrate the local Hispanic community, part of Hispanic Heritage Month. The festival was held inside the Emporia State Student Recreation Center, providing information, displays, and education on all Hispanic cultures from around the world. Patricia Reyes of HALO says a lot of folks don't realize just how big of a melting pot Emporia is when it comes to Hispanic culture. She says she's quite grateful for the opportunity to hold an event like the one yesterday because that promotes pride among all Latino residents.
We have to be proud of where we come from, the language we speak, and continue on with future generations. If not, that heritage is going to get lost.
Emporia State's Director of Diversity Student Programs, Teresa Taylor Williams, says the celebration last night is a sign of how diversity and recognition of that diversity is a major ideal woven into the identity of the university.
If you can get students to see themselves and to see themselves being recognized and to, just be acknowledged, that builds identity and that keeps them wanting to come back. They're seeing, ESU cares about me and they care about my culture.
Photos from last night are online at KVUE.com. And a special night of world-class jazz is coming to the Emporia Granada Theater tomorrow night. Emporia native Jack Mouse and his wife Janice Borla are performing, along with saxophonist Blue Lou Marini, with experience ranging from the Blues Brothers to Saturday Night Live to a stint with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and a current run on the road with James Taylor. Plus, trumpeters Art Davis, who's performed with Ray Charles and Frank Sinatra, Mike Steinell, a longtime Emporian whose dad Conrad Steinell was a band director at Emporia High, guitarist Fareed Hawk, who's performed with Sting and Billy Cobham, and bassist Larry Gray, who's performed alongside Ramsey Lewis and Jack DeJohnette. Mouse says it's an incredible band coming to Emporia tomorrow night.
The band we're bringing in for this concert is a dream band. I feel like I'm going to be in heaven. I'm playing with this band in my hometown.
The concert features Mouse leading one set, Borla leading the other. The show starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, tickets starting at $5, and they are available by calling the Granada box office at 620-342-3342 or by going online to EmporiaGranada.com. Coming up live and local here today on KVUE and KVUE.com, here in a minute we'll have garage sale listings, we'll have Feel Good Friday, and our newsmaker segment coming up as well with Deputy Police Chief Kevin Risley and Police Captain Lisa Hayes as we talk about upcoming events this month through the Emporia Police Department's Benefit Association. Gail Barrett joins us during our 8:05 newscast to promote Wade's Ride coming up tomorrow. What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton immediately follows that around 8:20 this morning here on KVUE. Our talk of Emporia at 11:06 will be our second preview of the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day coming up in November. We'll also have high school football here for you tonight. Emporia High travels to Topeka Seaman on 14 KVUE and 96.9 FM, while our area game of the week has Madison traveling to Chase County. Pre-game for both contests at 6:40, kickoff for both contests at 7 o'clock, and both games are going to be available to you at KVUE.com. To see what's coming up through the weekend into a very busy week next week, check the live and local calendar at KVUE.com. For past interviews, go to the KVUE.com audio vault. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVUE or log on to KVUE.com. From the 24-hour KVUE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Chuck, and today we're texting the word goods, G.